We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Talmud Torah, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Hey. V'zehu Masham Rabbi Seinuzal, based on what we learned just now, we'll be able to understand a famous statement that's mentioned in the Gemara several times. Bonei Chaye Umezoinei, children, life, and Parnosa, Lav Bischusa Talya Milsa, are not dependent on merit, elo kiim b'mazla talya milsa, but rather they are dependent on mazla. That's the word in the Gemara, mazla. The Isa b'Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar HaKadosh mentions this same quotation that's mentioned in several places in the Gemara, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Dahainu b'mazal ho'elyoin, shehu b'chinas atika, Shom Tluyim Hamezoinois. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that this word Mazla means one of the highest locations in heaven, one of the highest places in heaven, the highest levels of Rachmonus and kindness of Hashem, which is sometimes called Atika or Atik. Sometimes it's called Rachamim Gedoilim versus regular Rachmim. And it has several different names. Let's give a little bit of an introduction for this. Hopefully that's going to be very, very important. First of all, the Gemara says, Tosfos asks in the Gemara, hold on a second. You know, is the Gemara saying here that these three things are dependent on Mazla? So Tosfos asks, but I thought, doesn't it say in the Gemara, Ein Mazal Yisrael, that there's no such thing as Mazal for the Jewish people? And Tosfos answers, yeah, it doesn't mean mazel, like luck, or it doesn't mean mazel, you know, based on the constellations of the stars. It means something else. That's number one. Rabbi Nazal has a chapter in Likutei Moran where he mentions this concept. He says there are two levels of kindness by Hashem. There's regular kindness, standard kindness, which is referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as Ze'er Anpin, and there's Rachamim Gedoilim, there's Hashem's extraordinary kindness, which is called Rachamim Gedoilim. And he quotes a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says, Berega Kotoin Azavtich, Hashem says, in a short moment, I left you, Uberachamim Gedoilim Akapzech, and with great, great Rachmonis, I will gather you in together. So we see that the Torah uses this term Rachmim Gedoilim. There's regular Rachmim and there's Rachmim Gedoilim. Sometimes it's referred to as Ze'er Anpin versus Orich Anpin. Orich Anpin or Atik or Atika, those are nicknames, those are names for this very high level, extraordinary high level of kindness on the part of Hashem. So the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that you should know that these three things, which are among the most important things in a person's life, children, the ability to have children and to be zochah, to have good children, to raise children properly, etc. The second thing is life, the privilege of being alive and being able to continue living. And the third thing is parnosa. These three things don't come from the standard levels of Rachmonis. They come from upstairs, from the high, high, high place called Rachmim Gedoilim or Atika. And Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, once gave a shir where he brought the psukim to illustrate this. We find that Chana, the Navi tells the story of Chana, Elkanah, who had two wives. One of them had children, one of them couldn't have children. And she davened and davened and davened. And at one point she was crying, and the Eli HaKohen saw her, and he thought she was drunk because she wasn't making her, she was moving her lips and there was no sound coming out. So he said, what are you doing drunk in the Mishkan? She said, Chas v'shalom, I'm not drunk, I'm drunk with tears, I'm drunk with suffering over the fact that Hashem hasn't blessed me yet with children. And he gave her a bracha that she's going to have a child. And the Gemara in Brachas and in other places learns out all the laws of Shmoneh Esrei, how we daven Shmoneh Esrei, which is the most important tefillah, from that chapter in Navi, from the way that the Navi describes Chana's tefillah, exactly how she was mispala. So one of the things that the Zohar HaKadosh makes note of is, look what it says there. It says, Vatispalel Chana al Hashem. Chana was mispalel Al means literally above Hashem. It doesn't say what it usually would say, Vatispal Chana El Hashem, Vayomer Vaidaber El Hashem. It says Al. Al usually means above. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, this tells us that she knew this secret. She knew that for children, she had to go above Yud Kei Vav Kei, above the standard level of Rachmonis. She had to go up to that address called Atiko, Atik, that place, that source of Rachamim Gedoilim, Hashem's extraordinary, extraordinary kindness. Parnosa, famous, famous Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashlech Al Hashem Yehovcha Vehu Yechalkalecha. Place your hope, place your trust up Al Hashem, above Hashem, Vehu Yechalkalecha, and Hashem will sustain you. Hashem will provide for you. Again, Al Hashem, because it has to come from that place called Mazla, which is that highest place, that Rachmim Gedoilim. It's brought, by the way, that the word Mazla is Bigimatria three times Yud Kei Vav Kei, corresponding to those three upper level midos of Hashem. We know that Hashem's midos, the spheros, are divided into two groupings, the seven lower ones, three upper ones. The seven lower ones represent this world, the physical world, the 7 days of creation, etc. That's referred to very often as Ze'er Anpin. Ze'er means small, small face, versus the three upper midos of Hashem that are called Orech Anpin. Orech means long or large, referring to that a much, much higher spiritual level. So Mazla is a term that refers to, that relates to those three upper spheroids, which again represent a much higher level of spirituality, a much higher level of kindness than the lower level. Even though what we call Chesed is part of that seven lower ones, Chesed is a much less level of kindness than Bina or Chachma. Because they are higher, whoever is higher on the totem pole is a much higher level of kindness. It's like the concept of parents versus grandparents. We know that parents love their kids. Grandparents are more mellowed out. You know, it's a higher level. They're older, so they're less harsh. They're usually much kinder, nicer, gentle, that kind of thing. That's the way it's described in the Zohar HaKadosh. So that was Parnosa. Life, when it comes to life, there's a story in the Navi that there was a king called Chizkio HaMelech, whom Hashem loved. He was a tremendous tzaddik. And during his time, every man, woman, and child knew all of Shas. They knew the laws of Negoim and all those, Negoim and everything. And at one point, Hashem sent the Navi, Yeshaya Navi, to tell Chizkio HaMelech to prepare to die. Why are you going to die? Because you didn't get married. You didn't get married and you didn't have children. What do you mean? I had a reason why I didn't get married and have children. Because I saw Baruach HaKodesh that if I have children, my children are going to be idol worshippers. None of your business. Who asked you to use your Ruach HaKodesh? The Torah says get married. The Torah says have children. Who asked you? Prepare to die. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech said, is there any hope? Is there anything I can do to change this? Yeshayahu said, no, not that I know of. He said, then get out. Because I have a Kabbalah from my father, from my grandfather, going back to David HaMelech, that there's no such thing as no hope. There's no such thing as can't be fixed. So get out. Yeshaya Novi leaves. It says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech turned to the wall and he started begging Hashem for forgiveness and begging Hashem to give him a chance. It says right away, before Yeshaya Novi had left the courtyard, Hashem sent him a message, go back and tell him that we're going to give him another 22 years of life, and etc., etc. So there, the Pasuk says, Hashem says to Yeshaya Novi, Hineni Yosef, I am going to add to your life. In Hebrew, Hineni is Oisif. Oisif is I will add. Yosef is he will add. Like you're talking about somebody who's not here, somebody in a different room, he's going to do the pronoun he or she when the person is not present, right? So it says, Hineni Yosef, meaning that the years are going to be coming from upstairs, from that Rachmim Gedoilim, from that Mazla, from Atika. That's where life comes from. It comes from that highest place of Chesed, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, over there, there is no right and left. There's only right. It's kulay yamin. It's kulay chesed. Lahavdi, like we said, the concept of a grandparent. You know, a parent knows sometimes you got to punish. So a grandparent doesn't know from nothing. They know candy, chocolate, give the kid, what do you mean? Hit my grandchild? Are you crazy? Yell at my grandchild? What are you, nuts? So now Rav Nosson Zal says, we said that the Gemara says, Bonei chayim ezoine lav b'schus etalia kim b'mazla. And the Zohar Kodesh says that this mazla means mazel ho'elyoin, a very high, high level spiritually, shehu bechinas atika, which is called atika sometimes in the Zohar Kodesh, shom tluyim hamezoinos. That's what parnosa is dependent on. That's where the parnosa comes from. So imagine, you have to be able to reach up. You have to have access all the way up there. That's not so simple. Rabbeinu Zal Likutei Moran tells us, you get a guy sometimes who needs $100, needs $1,000. He knows that there's 50 people he knows that he can go to, he can ask them for that kind of money. It's not out of their league. They can handle it. They might say no, but at least they're within the ballpark. The guy gets into some big, big trouble and he needs $25,000. That's already, he takes out his phone book and he looks and he says, there's nobody here. I don't know anybody who could possibly have $25,000 to lend me or to give me. What do you do? What do you do? So Rabbeinu Zal says, I'll tell you what you do. What you do is you look for the richest guy you know and you approach him and you tell him, I know that you're my friend. I know you would love to help me. If there was anything you could, anytime you could help me, you're happy to help me. What I need now, though, is something that you don't have. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't give it to me. Therefore, I'm not asking you for any money. I'm asking you to do me a favor and go approach X, who I can't approach because he's not in my league. But by you, you have access to him. You can approach him. I'm asking you to approach him on my behalf and ask him if he could possibly help with this $25,000, that kind of thing. Rabbeinu Zal says that there is a similar concept by Hashem. The Gemara speaks about Hashem davening, that Hashem is mispalil. And the Gemara says, what is Hashem's tefillah? Hashem's tefillah is Yehi Rotzon Sheyich Bishu Rachmi Eskasi. May it be the will that my kindness should conquer my anger, etc., etc. Rabbeinu Zal says that there are times that a person needs something from Hashem, and it has to come from that upper floor, from the penthouse. And regular people don't have access to that at all. Only great tzaddikim have access to that rachmim gedolim. Or Hashem himself has access. A person can approach Hashem and say, Hashem, you be mispalel for me. You daven. This is why, for example, in Yud Gimel Midrash Rachmim, we say, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanon. What's those two Yud Kei Vav Keis there? Again, that represents this regular Rachmim. I'm talking to Hashem, and I'm asking Hashem to talk to Hashem. I'm asking Hashem on the ground floor to talk to Hashem on the top floor, to that Rachmim Gedolim, and to be able to give me what I need. This is a very deep concept. Again, there's a chapter in the Likutei Moran that elaborates on this, and there are many proofs to this throughout the Torah. I'm giving you one example here. These items, Bonei Chayim Ezoinu, where it says it's dependent, the Gemara says, it's not dependent on schus. It's not dependent on regular things, that you do a mitzvah, you did it. It's out of that ballpark. It's not in that arena at all. That's a certain arena. To get to these things, you got to go to a different arena totally. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'lechoira kosher. But there seems to be a big question based on what we were learning yesterday and based on what we see all over the place. Haloi ikar hamezoinois v'aparnoso hum ismoil. Aren't there so many sources in the Torah that tell us that parnosa comes from the left side? There's a mission in Tainus, mazkirin gvurois geshamim, that geshem comes from gvura. And there are many other sources. These are all psukim and gemaras. בחינס מסמוילה אוי שבקומו את כנל. ואיך אומר כאן שהמזוינויס ממזל הועליון? So why are the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh telling us here that מזוינויס פרנוסה comes from this מזל הועליון? Shehu Atiko, which is Atiko, Haloi Shom Ein Shum Smoil Klal. Over there, upstairs over there, there is no left. There's no concept of a left. Ukamoy She'isa B'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says clearly, Hai Atiko Koilo Yemina. This place called Atiko, there it's all kindness. It's all right side. Less smoil. There is no left over there. The less oisher tamon. And there's no wealth there. There's no money there. It's above all of that stuff. It's a super, super high spiritual place where it's kula yamin. Now let me give you another thing that'll clarify this even more. We say that when Hashem created the world, yesh me'ayin, right? Yesh me'ayin, that's a very famous term. The word yesh is yamin smoil. The yud is yamin, the shin is smoil. Yamin and smoil come from ayin. Ayin is a nickname for this atika, or for the keser, the crown of Hashem. That highest, highest spiritual address, that's called ayin. Ayin means nothingness, where there's no boundaries, there's no concept of right and left, because it's infinite, it's above the concept of space. You understand? There's no limitations, no boundaries whatsoever. That's ayin. And Hashem created the world, yesh me'ayin. That from what was originally boundless, no boundaries at all, the light came down to a place where it splits off into a right and left. That's the concept of chokhmah and bina, coming from Keser. By Chochmah and Bina already, we know Chochmah's on the right, Bina's on the left. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Kenei Chochmah, Kenei Bina. Acquire Chochmah, acquire Bina. The word Kenei is 155. Two times Kenei Chochmah is 310, which is Yesh. That's this Kenei Chochma, Kenei Bina. That's this Chochma and Bina. That's where Hashem's light begins to take on a form of right and left. When you go above that, when you go to the Keser, there is no right and left. It's all right side. It's Ukulo Yamin. It's Kulo Chesed. That kind of thing. So therefore, again, this is our question. One minute you're telling me that Parnos is coming from the left. And here you're telling me that Parnosa comes from a place where there ain't no left. There is no left, period. Ach be'emes, and here comes the clear, clear explanation. Ach be'emes, ikar shoyresh hashefa shel ashirus u'parnosa hu rak misham. The origin, the true origin of Parnosa, shefa, everything is from upstairs. B'chinas atika, shehu mazla. It comes from all the way up. Aval shom b'sharoshoi ein shayach l'kroisoi b'shem ashirus. However, up there, it does not take on any shape or form of physical, anything physical. It's not dollars or euros or yen. It's a spiritual light. It's a very high-level spiritual light. Kishom koilo yamin. There, it's all right side. Vishom Hashefa Hakdusha Koilochad. And there, the spiritual sustenance that Hashem is giving there, it's all one. There's no chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. There's no euro, yen, dollar. There's just oneness. Hashem Echod, right? Hashem is one. And the light that comes from Hashem in its place of origin is all one. It's oneness. Ve'ein bo shum tziur. It has no shape or form yet. Upstairs, all the way up there, it has no lahavdil. When a woman starts baking a cake, you see her putting in this powder. She tells the kid, "We're going to be making challis now." And she takes that one bag of powder and another bit. And the kid tells his little brother, "I think mommy lost it. I think she's nuts. She's making a cake with powder. What kind of stupid thing is that? How's she going to make a challah from powder?" You know, He doesn't know. A kid doesn't know that this powder, when you put it with yeast and with water, it becomes dough and then it rises, isn't it right? When you look at it at first, you couldn't imagine how in the world is this thing going to turn into a cake, right? But yet we know, those who have experience, that when you mix flour and water and you put yeast and you put it, suddenly, voila, you know, suddenly you have this beautiful Boston cream pie with the strawberry, with the whole thing, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So this shefa, at its point of origin, has no shape or form. Vishom, over there, gam hashefa shel ashirus, hurak toira, oyer tzach umetzuchtzach. Up there, even parnosa, money, is in the shape of light, toira. It's a pure light, nothing gashmi about it at all whatsoever. Ulamata, however, when that light comes down, kishenim shachashefa, when that light comes down to this physical world, for example, that we're in, azai, kishenim shachashefa liyamin ulismoil, when that light feeds down and it branches out into these two directions, just like lahavdil, you have the food pipe, the esophagus, you have this pipe, one pipe. And if you learn biology, it splits down into two pipes, you know, the right lung and the left lung, you know, the right side, the left side, that kind of thing. Here also, at its point of origin, it's one. When it spirals down into this world, then it comes into a right and left. Azai nitztayer hashefa bismoil la'ashiru suparnosa. Then the light that ends up on the left side takes on a form, a shape and form of wealth, parnosa. Umachmazeh tzorich hatzadik lipoy lebchina smoil. And it's for this reason that we mentioned in the previous year, the tzadik, who when he's learning Torah, or bichlal in his life, he would prefer always to stay in the right lane. He's not interested in kavod, money, all of those things don't interest him. He's interested in light, Hashem's light and everything. So he would prefer to stay in the right. Hashem forces him. He must fall to the left, bishvil parnosa, in order to be able to draw parnosa for himself, for Klal Yisrael. Avol tekef kisheyipo lebchina smoil. However, the moment he falls into that left, tuchal hasitrachra lehizgaber v'yisachzu boi chashom. The sitrachra can flex its muscles and grab him and say, you're not leaving. You're not coming and running out. You're staying here. V'azai ze v'ze lo yiskayim b'yodoi. And if that happens, not only is he not going to have Torah, he's not going to have Parnosa either. Ki hu hamesis hu hamekatreg. Because the Gemara says the same angel that tries to convince you to do Averis, he's the one who ends up prosecuting you. He says, come, I'm going to show you this great, fabulous thing. And you listen to him and you figure he's going to be your best friend. A minute later, he puts on his black robes and he's the prosecutor. He's the one who testifies against you and says, let's chop his head off. Let's kill him because he listened to me, that kind of thing. So if the tzaddik, chas v'shalom, allows himself to dwell, if he gets caught on that left side and hangs out over there and stays there too much, then that malach is going to try to hurt him. You know, on one hand, the malach tries to suck you in. He tries to get you to come to his side. When you get there, he says, good, now I can kill him because he came to the left side. Ki achar kach yishlelu heim bi'atzmom hashefa mimenu. Because afterwards, if the tzaddik chas v'shalom deviates too much to the left, then they will rob him. The left side, the klipos, the sitrachra, will rob the shefa from him. V'lo yishur biyotei muma. And he won't be left with anything. They'll strip him totally. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, which we quoted previously, v'sartem, you will turn away from Hashem. Vavadatem alekim acherim, you'll worship idols, meaning you'll go to the left side. What's going to happen? You're going to get money, parnosa? No. V'otzar es hashamayim v'lo yeh motor. You're not going to have any rain, no parnosa. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Koheles, ma yisroin lo'odom b'chol amoloi sheyamoil tachas hashemesh. What benefit, what reward will a person have with all of his efforts that he puts in, instead of Tachas HaShemesh means under the sun. Tachas HaShemesh also means instead of the sun. Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Dahainu Chalifei HaTorah, a person who exchanges the Torah for other stuff. I don't want to learn Torah. I don't want to be religious. I want to make money. I want to have fun. The Kohelet says, Ma Yisroin, let's see his money. Let's see what money. He's going to get nothing. What profit, what reward will a person make when he tries to replace the Torah? He tries to do away the Torah. I don't want the right side. I want to be in the left. I want to stay alive. Left is wealth and cover. That's me. That's exactly what I want. Person goes there, let's see what he's going to get. He's not going to get it. Kemo Shapirosh Rashi Sham, as Rashi Kodesh says over there in Koheles, meaning, Hainu, Kishe'eno Yoisek Lishmo. When a person studies Torah, not lishma, for the wrong reasons, the kavanosai batoyra b'shvil hanoas atzmoi, and his intentions in learning the Torah is for personal pleasure, personal pride, kavod, money, etc. Kasher bo kein yelech. The same way he went into it, he's going to leave. With the same empty pockets, just like when he arrived, he had nothing, he's going to leave with him. Uma lo yiso ba'amoloi. All his efforts will result in nothing. Uma yisroin loy sheyamoy l'ruach. What benefit does he have? He's working for air, for nothing. You know, the Yetzer tempts him. Come with me, you're going to have money, you're going to have glory and everything. Rabbi Nizal says it's like a guy who's holding a closed fist. And everybody thinks he's got something in there. So they're all looking. So what do you have? What do you have? And he starts running. So people start chasing him. He doesn't want to show us what he has. He must have something phenomenal. And he runs and runs till he gets out of the city. When he gets out of the city, he turns around and goes, ha-ha, nothing. That's the Yetzer Hara in this world. He tempts people. He makes it look as if he's got something in his pocket, as if he's got something in that closed fist. And everybody thinks he has what I want. The thing he's hot, that's what's going to make my life great. That's what I'm going to enjoy. That's pleasure, etc. And the person starts running after the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara keeps running, leading him on. And then at one point, the Yetzer turns around and says, ha ha, I fooled you. Fooled you. Nothing. Zero. Chas v'shalom. Ki ha'omal, sha'omal batoyra shaloy lishma, because all the effort that a person put into studying Torah when they were studying shaloy lishma, not only will that cause him to lose out on the crown of Torah, you know, the real Torah, gam leparnosa loizocha, he ain't going to have no parnosa either. The chol yomav kas umachovim, his whole life will be anger and suffering, pain. Ki nishar haparnosa etzlam chas v'shalom, because the parnosa remains in their hands, in the left side, by the klipos, by the sitrachra. They just show it to you to tempt you. That look, look, if you come with us, look what you could have. They show it to the person. The person comes, and like a person baiting a fish. They show him that delicious worm, and he figures, wow, he's going to have a delicious, delicious dessert. He bites into the worm, and he finds out that he's the dessert. He's going to be the dessert. He's the meal. And all of his efforts aren't going to get him anything. Whereas, if the tzaddik, or if the person will study Torah only lishma, without deviating to the left at all, without going to the gamkein lo yila parnosa, then he won't have parnosa either. We said you can't do that either. Ki ikar haparnosa mismoila, because the main place from which the person gets the parnosa is from the left side. V'alkein be'emes koshe mo'oid lahasik parnosa, and this is why the Torah tells us in so many places that it's so hard to get parnosa. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, koshin mizaynoisav kekriyas yamsuf, that parnosa is as difficult as splitting the Red Sea, as we explained earlier. Because by splitting the Red Sea, remember, there was a right and a left. There was the great Torah that they got there, and there was the wealth that they got there. They had both. V'alkein iefsher lahasig ulahamshich parnosa digdusha la'olam, ki im kishehu tzadik godol kol kach at sheyochoy lalois ad atiko kadisha. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, it's impossible for a person to draw parnosa into the world for Klal Yisrael unless he is so great a tzadik that he has the ability to go up to atiko, to the highest place, shehu bechinas hamazel ho'elyon, which is that highest level kindness of Hashem, that highest address, sheshom shoyresh kol ha'ashpois, that's the source of all shefa, v'shom koyle yamina, and there's only right, no left at all, v'ein shom shum chiluk ben yamin l'smoil, there's no differentiation there, there's no distinction between right and left, it's all right, v'zeh ha'tzadik shezoich lebechina zu, a tzadik who is zoich to be able to go up that high, who yochoy lehikole el smoyle b'yamin. He's the one who has the ability to bring together right and left, to fold the left into the right. Ki afal pishe hu noifel el smoyle, because even when he falls to the left, hu yoidea shebe'emes gam ha'smoyle hu yamin. He knows that the left is also right. Hashem Echod Ushmoy Echod. There is no right and left by Hashem. Hashem is all oneness. So even if on a certain level it seems like right and left, it seems like Chesed and Gvura, that's not the real truth. The real truth is that Gvura is also Chesed. Hashem's Gvura is also a form of Chesed. Kihu yoidea, because this tzaddik knows shoyresh yeminu smoil b'sharoshem shuatika. He knows where the right and left originate from, that they originate from atika, sheshom koilochad, where up there it's all one. Kula yemina, it's all right. Veshom ikar shoyresh ahashpo, and that's the real origin of the shefa. So even though the shefa has to come down from upstairs, it's got to come down to the lower levels. And in the lower levels, it takes on a form of right and left. That doesn't fool me. I know that it's appear for a short moment, it has to seem as if it's on a left side. But really, everything coming from Hashem is really kuloi chesed. It's all really originating from up on high. V'alkein zeh hatzadik eino yoyred l'smoil, therefore, this tzaddik only enters into that left side in order to format and shape the light into money, into euros, into dollars, into whatever it is. But then immediately, as soon as he did that minimal thing that he had to do on the left side, he immediately jumps to the right, the koilel smoil biyamin, and brings the left and the right together. He unites them. Umamshich toira uparnosa lo'olam b'kedusha gedola, and he thereby brings down toira and parnosa with tremendous holiness. Ki moitzi kol hoashirus mismoil liyamin. Because he draws all of that wealth that's in the left right now, he draws it back to the right. Bebechinas, as it says by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vachreichein Yetzu Beruchush Godol. That what was the grand finale, after all the makos and everything, that they're going to leave with tremendous wealth. Ukamashikosov, and as the Pasuk says, Im Bechukoisai Teilechu, if you will follow my laws, my commandments, and the Gemara says, Almanas shetiu amelim batoira, this means you're going to struggle. It doesn't say, im bechukoisai tilmedu, you will learn my chukim. It says, teilechu. And the Gemara points out that Taz and Shulchan Aruch says that halicha here refers to something that's a struggle, walking miles. In other words, all the effort and everything that a person puts into learning Torah. When it doesn't come easy, he's got to take a bus, he's got to drive 45 minutes, he's got to walk, he's got to sweat, it's hot in there, all the different struggles and efforts involved. lamoil ulava, to struggle, ulavarer, and to sort out the good from the bad. Ulagare shachiza saklipois hanechosen basmoil min hoese katoira, and to remove, to chase away the hold, the grasp of the klipois who are attached to the left side, to remove them from the Torah. Azai, what does the pasuk say? Vinosati gishmechem beitom. I will give you your rain at its proper time. Meaning, I'll give you parnosa. Ki ikar haparnosa al yedei zeh. Because the main parnosa is dependent on this. On this in bechukoisai teilechu. The struggle in Torah. The struggle to sort it out. To realize that there's a right and a left in the Torah. And to realize that you have to try very hard to stay to the right. And however, even the biggest tzaddik sometimes has to deviate to the left for a short moment. There's an important reason why. There's something to accomplish. But the minute you accomplish that, right away jump back to the left, to the right, and bring the left into the right. Merge them together. Make them into one. Another example of this right and left is Kohen and Levi. The Kohen is referred to as Chesed. By the Kohenim are the ones who give the bracha. Koi sevorachu es bnei Yisrael. The Kohen is bracha. The Levi is kedusha. The kidashto es halavim, it says. The Levi is the one who has to have his head shaved, his whole body shaved, can't have any hair, because the Levi is din, gvura, and hair is gvura. And if a Levi has hair, it would be double gvura, would be the end. So Kohen is chesed, Levi is gvura. Kohen is right, Levi is left. Do we burn the Levium? Do we destroy the Levium? No. Our job is that the Levium should be subservient to the Kohen. The Levi should serve the Kohen. By washing the Kohen's hands, by the Levi being subservient to the Kohen, that's how the left is merging into the left is connecting properly to the right.